listening to a podcast from Victory.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat, and we just want to welcome you to Victory. And here in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. And once again, we just want to thank you for worshiping with us today. Again, not just tuning in, not just watching. We are here. Yes, it is online. But we are here to worship the Lord, to hear from God. Okay, and allowing the Lord to minister to us and speak to us through the preaching of the Word of God, through praise and worship, and even through fellowship with other believers, even just via our comment section. Amen. Once again, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Ano? And we are concluding our series today, okay, our future hope. At ang usapan po natin ay end times at tatapusin na po natin siya. Ano? And so, at ngayon po ay nasa week 5 na po tayo at nasa 1 Thessalonians po tayo, chapter 5. And let me read to you our text for today. We will be reading from 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 1 to 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. And verse 11 says, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing. Let's just pray. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that your word would minister to us today. Lord, that you would speak to us. And Lord, that you would continue to kindle that fire and that passion for you, Lord. And Lord, thank you, God, that you would continually, Lord, grace us with your presence. Lord, that you would continue to give us hope and strength for today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Okay. Simulan po natin to, no, sa verse 1 ng chapter 5, okay, up to chapter 2. At sinasabi po dito, now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need to have anything written to you, for you yourselves are fully aware. No? Ibig sabihin, alam daw po nila to, no, that the day of the Lord, okay, will come like a thief in the night. No? So sa simula pa lang po ng chapter 5 ng text na binasa po natin, pinag-uusapan na po ang pagdating ng araw ng Panginoon or day of the Lord. No? So makikita po natin dito that Paul equated the day of the Lord to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. No? At sinasabi po niya rito na alam na po ito ng mga taga Thessalonica. They are fully aware. They know perfectly well. Okay? Kaya Paul has no need for them to write anything more about it. Okay, alam po nila at kailangan din po natin itong malaman that the day of the Lord will come. Okay? The day of the Lord will come. Ito po ay darating, ito po ay mangyayari, ito po ay sigurado, no? Christ will return. Okay, babalik po ang Panginoong Hesukristo at ang kanyang pagbabalik, okay, ay tulad ng pagdating ng magnanakaw sa gabi, no? And so what is sure, what is certain is that Christ will return. The day of the Lord will come. And how will it come? It will come like a thief in the night, no? So, siguro some of us have experienced, okay, na meron po magnanakaw na pumasok po sa ating bahay. At kapag meron po magnanakaw, no, hindi naman po yan magsasabi sa iyo na, uy, bukas ng gabi, take note of it, okay? Pupunta ako sa inyo at luluobin ko ang bahay ninyo. In fact, no, sa likod ako ng gate ninyo dadaan. Hindi po nila gagawin yan. Hindi po sila mag-set up sa inyo ng schedule, okay? Paki-calendar naman, pakilagay sa alarm mo, okay? Sa calendar mo, okay? Hindi po sila mag-DM sa iyo or magme-message sa inyo. Okay? On the least expected moment, bigla-bigla na lamang po silang darating. Tama po ba? Ganun din daw po ang pagbabalik ni Jesus. Okay? The day of the Lord will come unexpectedly and suddenly. Okay? It will come unexpectedly and suddenly. No, ibig pong sabihin ito, wala pong makakaalam. At wala pong nakakaalam kay ni sino mang tao, pati anghel. Okay? Kung kailan po siya nagbabalik. Okay? Nobody, okay? Knows when Christ will return except our Heavenly Father. No? Kaya kapag meron po magsasabi sa atin na, oy, darating na si Lord, okay? At this particular date or this particular year, guess what? Even that would be an angel. Okay? We need not to believe it. Why? Because nobody knows when Christ will return except our Heavenly Father. So, taliwas po yan sa salita ng Diyos. Okay? Kasi po, wala po talagang ibang nakakaalam. Okay? Kung kailan po babalik. Sigurado po siyang babalik, pero hindi po natin alam kung kailan ang kanyang pagbabalik. That date, that time, nobody knows. Okay? And so, verse 3 even says, while people are saying, there is peace and security, then sudden destruction. Okay? Then sudden destruction will come upon them as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman and they will not escape. Okay? Yung people po dito, he refers to unbelievers. Okay? The people he refers to unbelievers. Those who are living in darkness, evil people, those living in sin, asleep or ignorant or clueless of the things of God, don't want to do anything with God, ignoring God or denying God in their lives. Okay, who put their wholeness, who put their security and safety on the things of this world. Okay, ang sabi po ng Biblia, habang sinasabi po ng mga tao, natiwasay at mapayapa ang lahat. All is well, eat, drink, and be merry. Bigla daw pong darating sa kanila ang kapahamakan at walang makakaiwas dito. No? A sudden destruction, a sudden disaster will hit unbelievers. It will come suddenly and no believers. Okay, will escape it. No? And so, the day of the Lord will bring sudden destruction to unbelievers and they will not escape it. No? There will be a day of judgment. That is sure. Okay, a day of reckoning for evil people. They may escape now, but not on the day of the Lord. They may deny God, not believe in Jesus, ignore Him, don't want to do anything with God. They may be enjoying today, man, all is well. We sure God made it. Now we can take it easy. But on that day, nobody will escape the wrath of God. Sudden destruction will come upon unbelievers and they will not escape it. And so on the day of the Lord, unbelievers will be judged. On the day of the Lord, unbelievers will be judged. And so this truth should satisfy our inward sense of a need for justice in this world. Diba? Ang dami po natin nakikita mga injustice, but guess what? They may escape today, but on the day of the Lord, there will be a day of reckoning. All accounts will be settled. All will be made right. Justice will be served. On the day of the Lord, justice will be served. Kaya nga sabi po ni Lord, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Unbelievers will suffer the wrath of God. They will not escape it. And so to unbelievers, the day of the Lord will be a sudden and unexpected surprise. No? Sino po ba rito? Mahilig po kayo sa surprise, no? Ang gusto po nating surprise, yung pleasant, yung maganda, makakapagpasaya sa atin. But on the day of the Lord, for the unbelievers, it will be an unwelcome and unpleasant surprise, no? Unwelcome and unpleasant surprise, but, okay? But not for the believers, not for the followers of Christ. Verses 45 says, but, okay? Talking to the Thessalonians, talking to the believers, okay? But you, are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, for you are all children of light. We are followers of Christ. If you are in Christ, you are not in darkness anymore. You are children of light, children of the day, and we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Why? Because Jesus has saved us, has redeemed us. We are now children of God, children of the light. And here's the good news. Okay? Here is our hope. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9, "For God has not destined us for wrath." Pwede po bang pakitype yan sa comment section? God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. That is our hope. That is indeed a good news, that God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. No? Amplified version would say, "For God has not appointed us to incur His wrath." God has not appointed His church. God has not appointed believers. God has not appointed followers of Christ to incur His wrath. He did not select us to condemn us. Amen? That's a good news. God did not select us. Hindi po tayo pinili ng Panginoon so that we will be condemned, but that we might obtain His salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. God has not destined us for wrath. Okay, sabi po sa magandang balita, okay, na Biblia, hindi tayo pinili ng Diyos. Hindi ka pinili ng Diyos upang bagsakan ng kanyang puot, kundi upang iligtas sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Hesus Kristo. You may be suffering today. You may have lost a loved one. There may be a whole lot of uncertainty. You may be suffering today. We can rest assured of this promise, of this truth, na hindi ka pinili ng Diyos upang bagsakan ka ng kanyang puot. Hindi tayo tinilaga ng Panginoong Diyos para sa kaparusahan, kundi para sa pagtatamo ng kaligtasan sa pamamagitan ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Amen. And that is indeed a good news. God has not destined believers for wrath, but for salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's wrath is coming into this world. Make no mistake about that. We've seen that earlier. We deserve to suffer the wrath of God because of our sins. But because Jesus died for us on the cross and we believe, amen, Jesus rescued us from the wrath of God that we deserve. I mean, that is indeed a good news. Jesus rescued us from the wrath of God that we deserve. We don't deserve salvation, but guess what? Because of the mercy of God, Jesus rescued us from the wrath of God. And it is only through the death and the resurrection of Jesus that we can be saved. Okay, dahil lamang po sa pagkamatay at pagkabuhay ng Panginoong Hesukristo na tayo po ay maliligtas. Our peace and security, our eternal peace and our eternal security lies on the finished work of Christ on the cross. Not in our circumstances, not in our abilities, not in our possessions, not in our good works, good deeds, not in our church affiliation. Our salvation is firmly grounded solely on the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is firm and unchangeable in Christ. Amen. This is indeed a good news. In Christ, we are not destined for wrath, but destined for salvation. Amen. And so if you're a believer today, if you're a follower of Christ, yes, things may be hard, things may be difficult, but you are not destined for wrath because you are in Christ. You are destined for salvation. And so on the day of the Lord, believers will be saved from the wrath of God. On the day of the Lord, believers will be saved from the wrath of God. But not only that, wait, there is more. Okay, believers are not only spared from the wrath of God. Verse 10 says, Christ died for us so that whether we live, okay, or die, whether we are dead or alive, when He returns, we can live with Him forever. Let me read that again. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 10. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when He returns, we can live with Him forever. And so Christ died for us that we might live with Him forever. And that's why for the believers, on the day of the Lord, when Christ returns, whether we are dead or alive, we will live with Him and share His life forever. And this is our blessed hope. This is our future hope. This is our eternal security. And it is not based on who we are, what we cannot do, not based on our good works. It is solely based because Jesus died and resurrected from the dead. Nothing can ever, ever take away that eternal security from us. Amen. And so on the day of the Lord, believers will live with Jesus forever. Man, that is indeed a good news. Whether we live or die when He returns, because we are now in Christ, we will be with Jesus forever and share His life, His kingdom forever and ever. Amen. And so in the meantime, okay, habang inaantay po natin ang pagbabalik ng Panginoong Jesus, while waiting for the return of the Lord, ano po ang gagawin natin? What do we do, no? 1 Thessalonians 5 verses 6 to 8. So then, okay, because we are not appointed for wrath, but to obtain salvation, okay, that we are children of light and not of the darkness, so then, let us not sleep. Okay, wag daw po tayong tutulog-tulog, as others do. But let us keep awake, okay? Alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic, no? Yan, ganyan yan. Let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. And those who get drunk are drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober. Let us be disciplined. Let us be clear-minded. Let us be ready, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. So ano pong sinasabi dito? Okay, that while we are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ on that day of the Lord, ano po ba yung dapat na posture natin? Ano po ba yung dapat na attitude natin? Number one, our attitude should be of service, not speculation. Yan daw po dapat ang posture natin. Service, not speculation. Let us stop speculating. Di ba yung lagi na lang nating parang gustong hulaan or alamin kung kailan po darating ang Panginoon. Eh, sinabi na nga po, ang linaw-linaw na. Acts 1, si Jesus mismo nagsabi sa Gospel, sinabi ulit din sa 1 Thessalonians, we don't have anything to do with it. Okay, let us stop speculating when Jesus is going to return. He will return. But to speculate is a waste of time. It's a waste of effort. And so rather than speculating, we got to serve. And Paul is calling each of us to stay alert. Do not sleep. Okay, to be watchful, to be vigilant, to be clear-minded, to be disciplined, and to keep on working for the Lord and not sleeping, no? To conduct ourselves, okay, in a way worthy, okay, of the manner because of what Christ has done for us. Because Jesus might return soon, which He might, and to minister, to encourage one another, to preach the gospel as though Jesus may not yet return. And so, wag daw po tayong natutulog sa pansitan, no? O kaya, yung iba, wag daw po tayong tutulog-tulog sa angkungan. We should not be asleep, but be sober, be alert, be ready to serve, be of service to people. In a sermon by Charles Spurgeon entitled Awake, Awake, no? He showed the folly and the tragedy of the sleeping Christians with these three powerful illustrations. Ano? Sabi po niya, no, a city suffers under the plague. Okay, like where we are now, with an official walking the streets crying out, bring out the dead, bring out the dead. And all the while, a doctor with a cure in his pocket sleeps. You have the cure. You have the medicine. So that people will not die, and yet we miss the opportunity. Why? Because we are sleeping. Another illustration he gave, a passenger ship reels under a storm and is about to crash on the rocks, bringing near certain death to hundreds of passengers. All the while, the captain sleeps. What a tragedy. And another illustration he gave, a prisoner in his cell is about ready to be led to execution. His heart is terrified at the thought of hanging from his neck. Terrified of death and of what awaits him after death. All the while, a man with a letter of pardon for the condemned man sits in another room. And get what was that man doing? sleeping. Miss the opportunity, not suffer, but sleeping. Miss the opportunity to be able to let that man have another life, to be saved from such judgment. And this picture should really motivate us to be wide awake. And this picture should really motivate us to be alert and be ready to serve and preach the gospel. As I've said at the beginning, unbelievers will be judged. They will suffer the wrath of God, while we as believers, God has destined us not for wrath, but to obtain salvation. Kumbaga, secure na. Okay? Ligtas na tayo dahil sa ginawa ng Panginoong Jesucristo. But unbelievers, those who don't know Christ, they will have to suffer the wrath of God. They will be eternally condemned. But we have an opportunity today. We have a very great opportunity today to do something about it. To be of service. To be used by God. Why? Because the greatest problem of man is sin. And we have the cure for the greatest problem of man. And that is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He's giving everyone space and time to change. That we could tell them that God has not destined them for destruction. God has not destined them for wrath. But to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ who died for them. And when people would make that decision to follow Christ in this life, it will affect their destiny for all eternity. We have an opportunity today so that lives of people will be changed and transformed because of the power of the gospel which we have freely received. And so freely we have received, let's freely give. Amen? Let us not sleep. Let us be vigilant, let us be watchful, and be ready for service. And so in light of His coming, let us boldly preach the gospel. Let us boldly preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our attitude should really be of service, not speculation. And the other one is anticipation, not apprehension. Okay? We are to look forward to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to be excited for that glorious day. Why? Because we will be with the Lord forever. Okay, heaven will come down here on earth. Okay, although, yes, there will be wrath, but God has destined us not for wrath, but for salvation. God has rescued us from the wrath of God. And therefore, we should not have that feeling of apprehension. Yung parang maliligtas ba ako? Save ba ako? Man, well, if you are in Christ, guess what? God has not destined you for wrath. There's nothing to be afraid of. No, Pastor June Escosar even mentioned, even on the kind of death that we would face, God has the grace for us. We need not to be afraid. Why? Because at the end of it, we will be with Jesus forever. We are not to be afraid. Amen. We are not to be afraid, especially for the return of Christ. Yes, hindi natin alam kung paano yan mangyari. Ano ba yung sequence ng event? It doesn't really matter. What matters is, on that day, God has not appointed us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ who died for us so that whether we live or die, we will be with Him forever. These are indeed exciting times to be alive. We have a great opportunity. Amen. We could make a difference today simply because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. Amen. Warren Wiersbe said, since we do not know when the Lord will return for His people, we must live in constant attitude of watching and waiting. Constant attitude of watching and waiting while we are busy working and witnessing. And really, what a great attitude. Service, not speculation, anticipation, not apprehension. A constant attitude of watching and waiting while we are busy working for the Lord and His kingdom, glorifying Him, and at the same time, making Him known, witnessing. John Piper, on December 21 of 2005, on one of the ordinary days of his life, on a routine checkup, And suddenly, he was asked by his doctor to do a biopsy on his prostate. No? And so, John Piper felt a bit unusual and asked, really? A biopsy? When? At sinabi po ng doctor, now. Ngayon na. Okay, and he was asked to change, put on the gown while the doctor went out to get the machine. And John Piper, alone, in that particular room, uncertain of what could it be, he prayed and asked God for a word. And this was the word that God gave him. 1 Thessalonians 5, 9-10. God has not destined us for wrath. God has not destined us for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with Him. And this is how it came to him, you know, those verses. This is how it came to him. And I believe for some of us today, this is also the word of God for us. And this is how it came to John Piper. John Piper is the Lord, like the Lord speaking to him. You are mine. Victory Metro East. You are mine, says the Lord. And I am your father, have not destined you for wrath. That is not what you are facing. This biopsy, or probably for you, this sickness, this lack, this loss of a loved one, this difficulties, this uncertainty, this biopsy and the cancer that will be found is not wrath. It is not wrath. No, you will ever come into wrath. We will not come into wrath. There is no wrath for you. But you are appointed by my sovereign grace for salvation. And this is sure. This is sure. This is solid and unshakable through your Lord Jesus Christ, because He died for you. Jesus died for you so that whether you are awake or asleep, that is, whether you live or die, you will live with Him forever. And so relax. I've got everything under control. I've got everything under control. This is how John Piper received those words from the Lord. And I believe some of you needs to hear that word. Yes, difficult situation, lots of uncertainties, difficult indeed when you lost one loved ones after another. Man, it is hard, it is difficult. Your job will probably be taken away from you. Business are crashing down, but you are not destined for wrath. You are appointed by God to obtain salvation. Victory Metro East. God has not destined you for wrath. He did not select you to condemn you. Hindi ka itinalaga ng Diyos upang ikaw ay parusahan. God has destined you for salvation. Pinili ka ng Diyos upang ikaw ay magtamo ng kaligtasan. Because Christ died for you so that whether you live or whether you die, you will live with Him forever. Amen. That is our hope. And that is indeed a glorious hope, a good news indeed, that Jesus died for us so that whether we live, whether we die, we will live with Him forever. Amen. And I like verse 11 says, therefore, knowing our glorious hope, knowing the good news of the gospel, knowing what God has done for us, therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. We should continually speak the word of God that we are not destined for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, whether we live or die, we will live with Him forever. Who needs to hear this good news? In your families, with your loved ones, friends, communities, who needs to hear this good news that they are not destined for wrath, but to obtain salvation again, only through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up. Because Jesus Christ died for us so that whether we live or whether we die, we will live with Him forever. Amen. What an assurance. What a promise. What a glorious hope indeed that we have because of what Jesus has done for us on the cross. May this word strengthen you. May this word encourage you. You are not destined for wrath. Things may be difficult today. We may not understand, but rest assured, hindi ka pinili ng Diyos para parusahan ka. Hindi ka pinili ng Diyos para bagsakan kanya ng kanyang puot at galit. Pinili kanya para maranasan mo ang kaligtasan na nanggagaling sa kanya. Amen. And we could call upon the name of God today and believe God for deliverance. And believe God for strength. Believe God for comfort. Believe God for hope. Amen. Because Jesus died for us so that whether we live or whether we die, we will live with Him forever. Amen. Let's just pray right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for our glorious hope. Thank you for our future hope. Lord, thank you, God, that because you died and you resurrected from the grave, whether we live or whether we die, we will live with you forever. Lord, thank you that we are not destined for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for saving us. Lord, thank you for rescuing us. Lord, thank you for appointing us, Lord. God, for choosing us, Lord, to be saved, to be in Christ. Lord, what indeed a glorious hope that indeed nothing would be able to separate us from the love of God. Lord, walang makakapaghiwalay sa amin. Death could not even separate us from the love of God. Sickness, place, nothing could be able to separate us from the love of God. Lord, what a great assurance that we have today. Lord, help us, Lord, to let that word sink deep in our hearts, Lord. God, those two verses in 1 Thessalonians 5, 9 to 10. Lord, enable this word to burn deep down in our hearts, in our soul. Lord, that whatever might happen, Lord, God, you have not destined us for wrath, Lord, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we might live with you forever. Lord, thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, God. Thank you, Lord, for your grace in and through our lives. And Lord, we lift up to you our brothers and sisters. Lord, we lift up to you, Lord, members of our church, Lord, God, who are going through, Lord God, this sickness, God, because of COVID-19 or even because of cancer or even because of mental health issues, Lord, that they are experiencing today because of this lockdown, Lord. Or, Lord, we lift up to you our brothers and sisters, God, who have lost their loved ones one after another and another, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you breathe life and strength, Lord, and hope upon them, God. Lord, that you have not destined them for wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, that you have not forgotten them. Lord, that you are with them. You are for them. You are their good, good Father, Lord. And Lord, thank you, God. Lord, we lift them up before you today, God. Lord, strengthen them, God. God, comfort them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver them, God. Lord, heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you, God, that we as a church, Lord, just like what Paul has concluded, God, that therefore, Lord, we are to encourage one another and build each other up. Lord, may we be the kind of church community, Lord, who will be there for one another, who will be able to pray for one another, encourage one another, build each other up, Lord, until the day that you will return. Lord, thank you, God. Lord, just like what we have studied in the past, Lord. Lord, you are committed to strengthen us until the end. Until the end. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. One last group of people I want to pray for. If you have not surrendered your life to the Lord, nothing. There's nothing in this world that would be able to save you from the wrath of God. But you need not to experience that, because Jesus on the cross experienced the wrath of God so that those who believe, they might be saved. If you're one of those people who are worshiping with us today, would you surrender your life to the Lord? Would you humble yourself and say, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I need you to save me, Lord. Jesus, I accept you. I surrender my life to you. Lord, thank you, Lord, that because you died and you resurrected from the dead, and I have put my trust in you, I am not destined for wrath. I am destined for salvation. Lord, I receive your promise today. I receive and trust on what you've done for me on the cross. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, pwede po bang pakilagay, okay, doon sa comment section natin ang emoji ng pray, or just type pray, and our pastors, our staff, our leaders, our campus missionaries will contact you and really explain to you more, okay, about this glorious hope, this future hope, this present hope that we have, the living hope that we have, because we are now in Christ. Amen. Mga kapatid, kapit lang tayo sa Panginoon. Kapit lang tayo sa Diyos, because Christ died for you so that whether you live or whether you die, you will live with Him forever. Amen. Let's just pray right now and close this worship service. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and grant you peace and rest and strength and comfort and favor that comes from the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness. Be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's go out there. Let's be encouraged because of this promise from God. And at the same time, let's continually preach the gospel to people. You have the cure. You know the cure for sin. Let's go out there. Let's not be sleeping. Let's be ready. Let's be awake. Let's be watchful. And let's continue to work. Worship God and continually witness to people. Amen. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.